It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and web comments. We talked last week about the VA, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and whether it's changing to meet the needs of a new generation of veterans. In the promo for that program, we mistakenly referred to the Veterans Administration. Andrea Zerker of Lawrence, Kansas, wrote to correct the record. On March 15, 1989, President George H.W. Bush elevated the Veterans Administration to cabinet status and created the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. There has not been an entity called Veterans Administration since then, and thanks for the correction. We ended the year with a conversation about some of the challenges facing young people in 2011. There are signs of improvement in the economy. Many new graduates told us they don't see it. Since graduating college, I served in the Peace Corps and then AmeriCorps, and I'm now getting a master's in education. More and more, I'm going into massive debt. A teacher's salary doesn't seem like the smartest idea, but I feel strongly about public service. I wish I knew the right way to balance my idealism and financial commitments. That from Andy Scheel. Another listener in Oregon found work half a world away. I'm 6 months out of university and moving to China. I have two part-time jobs in Portland, but I shudder when I see my friends working 60 hours a week. I'll have some fun and work in another country that can give me a full-time position. Each December, we take time to remember some of those we lost in the past year, but who do not get the recognition they might have deserved. Dawn Audio emailed from Michigan to recall my longtime dentist's wife, Geraldine Doyle, the inspirational face behind the Rosie the Riveter campaign in World War II. Mrs. Doyle, as I knew her, had a lot of Rosie the Riveter pics in the office where she worked. Ironically, she only worked at the Westinghouse plant where she was photographed for a few weeks because she was also a musician and was afraid she'd damage her hands on the line. Another remembrance from Beatriz, my tia Beatriz, mother, grandmother, sister, friend, born in Mexico and came to the U.S. in her early 20s. She was an inspiration to us all, volunteered with Habitat for Humanity in South America and in her San Leandro community that loved and admired her. Thank you for this moment of remembrance. And finally, Bonnie wrote to tell us about a man she did not know by name. She wrote, I'd like to remember the Can Man of Marietta, Ohio. He would collect cans from the roadside, trash, and people's porches where they would leave them for him. And he did it with dignity and without complaint. I would see him all over town working hard and with people helping him out. I miss that nearly daily reminder of the kindness of folks. You can read about many of the people we remembered on that program and listen to any other shows you might have missed. Just go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. We're on Twitter. You can follow me there, at Neil Conan, all one word. And as always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. That address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by April Failing, Barry Hardiman, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Priska Neely, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. And he gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, Cal Southworth, and in New York, Manoli Wetherill and Manya Zuba. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Ellen McDonald is executive director of news programming. Ellen Weiss is senior vice president for news. Tomorrow, new year, new Congress, new speaker, same old political junkie. Ken Rudin returns. We hope you do too. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.